Hello, and welcome to Fireborn Inspirations Fireside Chats, hosted by the Reverend Jane Babbage, where we share valuable information, revelation, inspiration, and educational words of wisdom designed to help you get a greater understanding of today's challenges and opportunities so that you can choose to embrace the realities of tomorrow and press through the fires of life with purpose. Now here's your host, the Reverend Jane Babbage.
Hello and welcome to Fireside Chat. This is Jane Babbage, and I have here our guest today, which is Dr. Audrey Aikens.
Greetings.
So glad that you could join us today. We are going to be talking about something that I find extremely exciting, and that is the power of choice.
Mm-hmm.
Recently, you did a teaching that was called Choosing the One Thing Needful.
Mm-hmm.
As you were preparing that teaching, you and I kind of got into a conversation about it.
Right. We dialogue.
We do. We kind of do that back and forth. But then when I got away and unto the Lord thinking about it, he began to speak to me about this God-given power that we have to choose.
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally...
And to choose the thing that's needful.
Exactly.
Right. That's important.
That is very important. Mm-hmm. But just the concept alone that he gives us, the ability and the power to choose,
mm-hmm.
that alone is something that I treasure because my life, a large portion of my life, I didn't really know I had that power.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't understand that. So I kind of did what led me into some difficulties in my life, which is I always thought that somebody else knew better than me. So I didn't really know I had the power to choose until God put me connected with you as a revelatory teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he did it was, as you began to teach, I can't say that I always really 100% understood what you were teaching. But I knew that the good thing that we're going to talk about is that it was God.
Mm-hmm.
And that ability...
You recognize the sound.
Exactly. So he had me do a little research on the power to choice,
okay.
of choice. Number one, the power to choose is my voice,
mm-hmm.
is my vote, is that place that I can stand in confidence in God and... withstand, because I know that it's God that moved me to choose.
Mm-hmm.
It is not a preference. It is not the default position. And it is not what the outcome brings when you just let things happen. So I found it very interesting. And then in your teaching, you talked about Mary and how she did not really concern herself so much with the visitation that most of us would have probably been concerned about, but it was about
the message, the sound that she heard.
Yes, the sound. So if you could take a minute and just share a little more about that and why that is so important for us to know in our own life.
She heard the sound of the angel speaking. But what bothered her was the salutation, because she'd never been spoken to like that before. She'd never been addressed in that way before. For her station in life, you know, she was young, she was a virgin, she was inexperienced spiritually, and so she didn't really have a whole lot of choices in her life. But she was a wise-hearted young girl. And you need to understand, when God chooses people, he chooses them because of the wiseness of their heart. That's one of the reasons why, because it means that your heart is already perfect towards God. So she had a wise heart, but she felt limited in her choices. And suddenly here's an angel that is now giving her a wider span. It's like, Hail, Mary, highly favored. The Lord is with you, making you blessed among all women. That was what she heard. That was a sound that was uncertain for her, because she couldn't equate it with her life. She couldn't equate it with the choices that she was used to having in her life. but because he's wise-hearted. And when we're wise-hearted, God puts the spirit of wisdom in us, which always seeks choices. That's the one thing about being wisdom, behaving wisely. You choose out from among other things. And so she did that, in that she realized it's not the messenger, it's what he's saying. And what he's saying is taking me into a place that I don't understand. I don't understand how it is that the Lord is with me when I haven't done anything.
Well, just like in the teaching, when you expound upon how this all took place, right there in that moment, Mary did what we need to do. We need to exercise our power of choice.
Exactly.
She had a choice to make. Was she going to believe that God was appearing and saying these things to her? We all in our life have to exercise that power of choice.
Right. But you have to be given opportunity in order to do that.
Absolutely.
She had no opportunity to exercise choice before.
Yes.
Even though being wise, she had the power. But if you don't have the opportunity, it can leave you ignorant.
Yes. And I also think in the world that we live in today, a lot of us use the power of choice but don't exercise it.
Right.
And one of the things the Lord showed me was a difference. Example is, I don't know, I want to go to college. I wonder what college I can go to with the grades I have. That's using choice. Exercising the power of choice is, I'm going to go to West Point. I signed up for early testing to see what I need to do to be accepted. We need to, as believers in the world today, exercise that power of choice. We need to know that God does not give us any power to just lie dormant. In that opportunity that Mary had, she did what we need to do when we get the opportunity.
Exactly.
We need to exercise that power of choice.
Okay, well, that's the same thing that I was teaching about Elizabeth. In that Elizabeth, because her husband Zacharias was the one that the angel appeared to, she did not have an opportunity to exercise choice because she didn't even know the word that was spoken unto her husband. That happened while he was there at the temple. So when he came home, because he didn't believe that he and his wife, who was stricken, old and stricken by then, could ever have a child, he was struck dumb by the angel who said, "You shall be struck dumb." Why? So that your unbelief doesn't taint the atmosphere for the miraculous. But you shall know this, you shall see that that which has been spoken shall be performed. So he goes home to his wife and he lays with his wife, which is something that he probably hadn't done in years. And she ends up pregnant, but has no understanding of why. Why? Because she wasn't given an opportunity to choose this good thing, to choose to have this child, to choose to have this John. She didn't get an opportunity to hear the good thing and exercise that power of choice until Mary came 6 months later. Mm-hmm. So what happened? She used the power of choice, which is a carnal thing, because then she said, "Well, I don't know why I'm pregnant, but it must be because it's supposed to take away my reproach so people don't think I'm now still cursed by God. So he let me have a baby at this late." She didn't know the reason for John. She didn't know that John was going to be the forerunner of Christ. So she chose carnally. Mm-hmm. She chose according to what people thought. She chose according to opinion. She leaned to her own understanding in making the choice. And that's not behaving wisely.
And that also is an example of when we exercise the power of choice,
mm-hmm.
we aren't moved.
Mm-hmm.
We are sure in our standing,
mm-hmm.
but when we just use the power, it leaves us open to every wind of doctrine and every thought of everyone else. An example in my own life, when I heard from the Lord that I was to move from where I was living to a different city, when I heard that and I knew it was God, I then moved on to do this, to take action. And over those 2 months, everybody tried to talk me out of it. But I knew that I needed to go. I find it interesting in the teaching that you do, when Mary appears to Elizabeth, mm-hmm. I find this so awesome about the power in her choosing mm-hmm. the needful thing.
Right.
Now here's Elizabeth realizing Mary is pregnant.
Wait. She didn't realize it until Mary showed up and saluted her.
That's what I mean. But when she shows up this comes out of Mary and into Elizabeth.
She's filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes. But there was no doubt because Mary had already chosen right. that needful thing to believe God.
Right.
We need to do that in the world today because there's so many things that we hear. When we hear God speak, we need to stand assured because we know that it's Him.
Yeah. The problem is that God is speaking, and many times people are in the same place like Elizabeth. They hear words that are not meant for them necessarily mm-hmm. and are deprived of the word that's meant for them, mm-hmm. that's specifically what becometh them. So they become like Elizabeth, because Elizabeth wasn't given the opportunity to embrace the purpose of her choice.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Yep.
She embraced being pregnant, but she wasn't given an opportunity to embrace the purpose
yes.
for which she was given yes. that pregnancy, or the purpose of her choice. And so therefore, she was at a deficit and she was at a loss until Mary came in, who had been given opportunity.
Yes.
She embraced the purpose.
Yep.
And so when you come it together, when I get with you and I've embraced what God has given me, and I go to you, who that word has now sent me to help you,
mm-hmm.
because we sometimes just need to hear that word.
That's
to
right.
be able to hear that good part, to be able to hear that salute that has the part that becometh you.
Mm-hmm.
And when she heard, she immediately recognize that opportunity she was given. Here's my why. And immediately the word says she was filled with the Holy Ghost. The babe in her leaped in recognition because he too was a child of the promise.
That's right.
He too was a child that was part of the performance that would be for Jesus. He had to set the stage. He had to be the forerunner. But he's in her womb. She don't have an idea. The child can't have an idea.
Mm-hmm.
It's what we come into agreement with. But once she knew, it was on.
Because she
immediately began to prophesy, because she had exercised her choice. And that was what, by her prophesying, she was exercising her power of choice.
I think it's so important to everyone to understand that we face those decisions on a regular basis. Those decisions to exercise our power of choice. Every day in the world today, we have the choice to believe what God has said or what the news is saying.
Mm-hmm.
What God has said or what our best friend is saying. What God says or what our body is saying. We have to make that power of choice real in our lives.
Let me bring in another part of this too. Because what I was teaching was that when we choose that one thing needful, it can't be taken away from you, right? Now, I talked about Zacharias in the beginning, how he was given opportunity but didn't choose the right thing, right? Because of his unbelief. So he was muted, so he couldn't speak that unbelief into to taint that atmosphere. But the word says that he was that choice that he had still couldn't be taken away from him. Because he was wise-hearted enough to be included in that purpose, that miracle that was to happen. But he was muted. But while he was muted, he saw that, oh my God, this thing is real. This thing is God. I wish I could speak, but the Lord wouldn't let him speak. He didn't speak until there was another time that a choice had to be made. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when it came time to name that child, the people in the neighborhood all wanted to name the child Zacharias, right? Elizabeth only knew what it was that the Holy Spirit revealed to her and said, John. And it was like, no, he should be named Zacharias after his father. And in that, this mute Zacharias took a pad and pencil, or a slate and a piece of chalk, and he wrote the name, he shall be called John. When he did that, he wasn't just using his power of choice.
That's right, that's right.
He exercised that power of choice. And as soon as he exercised it, it released the power of the Holy Spirit that had been overshadowing him all the time. Remember, the miracle still happened whether he believed it or not, because we don't have anything to do with the process. We just have to transition through it. And you need faith. You need to be in agreement with what's going to accomplish what God pleases and prosper. And when he chose, he proved that that one thing we choose cannot be taken. You might be mute in the middle. You might miss your opportunity the first time. But the one thing you need to know, there's no dead ends in God. If it's meant for you, it's going to come back around again.
That's right.
Purpose is cyclical. It has cycles. It will go back around and come back and get you. And you have the opportunity again. Why? Because that good thing that you choose cannot be taken away from you.
You know, that is very, very good. And one of the other things that we want to mention is that because even though her husband didn't respond correctly in the beginning, mm-hmm. he did embrace the purpose.
He embraced it. Yes, he did.
And that is what brought the future release mm-hmm. for him then to choose to say on the stone, on the piece of paper, he shall be called John.
See, that's because you can't be double-minded. When you're double-minded in the things of God, even though you're behaving wisely, you can't be double-minded. Because when you're double-minded, you're unstable. And when you're unstable, you can't hope to receive any good thing from God. It defiles that atmosphere for the miraculous that's taking place. So he wasn't deleted from purpose.
Mm-hmm.
He just had to be muted so that his unbelief, until it came to the point where he could settle himself and behave wisely, it needed to be muted.
But, you know, he was physically muted.
Yes.
There are many things in our life today that because when it's introduced to us, we don't exercise that power of choice accurately.
Mm-hmm.
God doesn't necessarily physically mute us,
mm-hmm.
but he will remove us, set us aside while that continues on
mm-hmm.
until we're brought back in at that appropriate time.
Mm-hmm.
I think about even you and I meeting.
Mm-hmm.
There were many, many times that people tried to have us get into ministry together.
Yes.
And we didn't exercise that power of choice.
Long-armed it.
Right, exactly. I think about times in my professional mm-hmm. career that people would say to me, oh, you should be doing X. Well, I didn't choose. I didn't exercise my power of choice, even though I knew. An example for me was, God has given me the gift of negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's a God-given gift. And there were many people in my career that said to me, you should go into professional negotiating because not everybody can negotiate. Using the power of choice is very prominent in true negotiation. I didn't understand what was trying to happen in my life. So I didn't go into professional negotiation because that wasn't what God wanted. But I did go into procurement, which then allowed me to exercise the power of choice in my life of that gift, use it for what was meant to be used. But what I also realized is when we, as believers of God, now that I know spiritually, as a believer, that power of choice is what God uses in each of our lives to help us move through our purpose
mm-hmm.
and bring other people into their purpose.
That's right.
As you did the teaching, I want to leave everybody with two points of understanding. One is the power of choice is offered to everybody in their walk with the Lord.
Right.
Everybody has that power.
Right.
Number two.
You can use it, lose it, or exercise.
Exactly. And number two is what we can't control is the process. Mm-hmm. We will all go through a process that we will not be able to control. But because we know our God, and because we've exercised that power of choice and said, just as Mary said, be it unto me mm-hmm. according to your word, Lord. Mm-hmm. That's where the power lies.
That's where the power lies.
So today, anybody that's listening, if you are in a situation you don't understand, but you hear that needful thing, you've heard the good, we encourage you today to choose, exercise that power of choice and say to the Lord, be it unto me according to your word, and then let God guide you through the process. Dr.
Unto
Akins,
the performance.
Unto the performance,
unto
yes.
Unto the performance.
Thank you for joining us today.
God
we really
you.
Appreciate it. God bless
God
you.
God bless you all.
Well, this concludes today's edition of Fireside Chats. For more information or to contact us, log on to www.fireborninspirations.com or follow us at Fireborn Inspirations on Instagram. Until next time, be encouraged and inspired to keep pressing your way through the fires of life with a greater understanding and with purpose. This segment has been produced by Creative Impact LLC with all rights reserved.